Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Stream the show live every morning. Click over to TNTRadioEmpire.com and fire up the earbuds. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Avalanche, I guess we failed to mention.
Avalanche, the obvious one.
I believe they're favored to win the Stanley.
How about the Mudslide? That'd be a great name, too, in the Mudslide. That'd be great. That would be a great minor league team. Yeah.
It's the Mud Hens.
Toledo Mud Hens, yeah. Joey Chestnut, the reigning champion, seven-time winner of Nathan's famous international hot dog eating contest, will compete in the July 4th spectacle while on probation after beating a hell of a guy at a bar.
Right. Okay.
Oh, that was another bad alcohol incident I had. That was a tent pisser.
Eating hot dogs?
I drank a bunch of mudslides. and I don't even know what's in a mudslide, but somebody bought a bottle
it's like a chocolate milkshake with alcohol, basically.
It's TGI Friday's bottle of
mudslide. What is the alcohol in a mudslide?
I don't know.
Okay, so just the other day, my buddy texted me a photo of this. Those Cutwater canned cocktails.
Yeah.
He had the banana mudslide.
How many calories is that?
I don't have the calories, but they are 13% ABV.
Wow. Same with the espresso martinis.
Those are dangerous.
Makes. Yeah.
Not bad. Yeah. Yeah, especially martinis because it jacks you up and messes you up.
I drank a bunch of mudslides and pissed the tent that night.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah.
The 12-ounce can of Cutwater banana mudslide contains 540 calories.
That's about what the White Russian is.
The Cutwater, yeah.
And the thing is, though, if you like alcohol and you like the taste of that, the mudslides are pretty good, actually. You would drink four of those. That's like 2,000 calories of alcohol. Yeah.
And it's only 32 grams of sugar per can.
No, you're fine.
38 carbs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Listen to the calorie-ridden ingredients of a mudslide.
That's why I'd rather just have a glass of wine or a light beer or some vodka, at least.
I don't do those anymore. Yeah. It's got vodka. It's got coffee, liqueur, Kahlua.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cream liqueur, like a Bailey's.
Yep.
And then heavy cream or whole milk. And then you garnish with chocolate syrup and chocolate shavings.
Hell yes, you do.
And you blew chunks on the mudslides?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Weird.
Chunks loved it.
I just got super drunk and woke up in my own urine. Yeah.
No. Yeah, that's fine.
Every couple
days. The Todd Brand story.
Yeah.
It's the follow-up Beyond Horny.
Something beyond horny.
You're not going to kill yourself like Jimi Hendrix, who threw up. And choked on his own vomit. You can't choke on your own piss. I suppose you could.
Did you believe that puss?
That would be a very special circumstance.
If anybody could, Todd.
I want it on a t-shirt.
What about the Gabriel mudslides? That'd be a great name.
The Gabriel mudslides.
Email from David sent us an email that he sent us 7 years ago.
I didn't even know that.
As he was passing through Gabriel, South Dakota.
Oh, there's a Gabriel Lutheran church sign
he
here.
He dug that email up from 7 years ago?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then there's the Gayville Water Tower.
We must have been talking about dirty towns or something like that.
Or just towns with weird names.
Yeah.
You'd think they'd have t-shirts or something. You know, if your town's name is like Gayville.
Yeah.
Right.
There was a picture of a t-shirt in there that said Living the Dream, Gayville.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Well, they should really lean into it.
Well, I mean, there was a drugstore.
It should say Gayville, population 418, not all of them are gay. That's what you say below that. Yeah. How many gay people are in Gayville?
Or they should have a gay gathering there.
I imagine it's hard to be gay in Gayville.
Right.
Can you imagine the amount of people just driving through your town to take a picture of the water tower or the church sign or whatever?
The water tower is a big old Gayville up there.
I have a picture of myself underneath the Gayville water tower.
You guys travel.
10 years ago.
Very worldly.
Yeah.
They were going to change it to Homotown, but decided against it.
That'd be funny.
And we can't even say their first option.
We should change our name to Gabriel to Homo Town. I'm sure Gabriel's heard it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, none of this is new to them.
Yeah. They're like amateurs.
Could you drop a, you don't probably don't have a Gabriel joke, but if you drop one up in the Gabriel area, they might not laugh at that, right?
They might not laugh.
Yeah, they might. Yeah. They might have heard it before.
They probably did. Mm-hmm. They probably did. All right, Puss, what happened with this guy in the weed whacker, man?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't read the story.
Yeah, two dudes. You know, just your run-of-the-mill neighbor feud over the property line.
Right. Like Nick's going to have with his flamethrower now, but right. Nick's going to win that one.
There's only one way to solve that.
That was my grass to burn.
Hey, you said there's a bitch out behind you, Nick. I'm not. That's not speaking out of school. You said that on the radio once.
I don't know where Hall
she's further
Road.
Across the street. Okay. Like, yeah, right. She's... her house.
Your neighbor at home being like, what the hell?
Dover, New York.
There are some dogs, but the lady that yells is, I can see her from, I can hear her when I'm hanging out in the garage.
Wherever, Dover, New York.
Dover, New York, wherever that happens to be. Okay, there's a 65-year-old dude, and Todd Tripp, who's only 37. That's a young Todd. Yeah. Became involved in a verbal argument over a property boundary.
Right.
Investigators say Tripp allegedly raised a string trimmer and struck the victim, causing lacerations to the face, arm, and swelling to one eye.
Wow, you could take a guy's, you could hit his cornea out or something like that.
Yeah, but he got taken to the hospital, the 65-year-old guy.
I was wondering that.
Non-life-threatening
injuries. I wonder how bad that hurts.
Oh, it's got a sting.
Yeah. I mean, I've taken a piece, like, you know, when you go along the fence, and the string breaks off, and it comes back and hits you in the leg or the
that
arm.
It hurts.
It hurts. Okay. Real bad. It leaves a welt, man. It stings.
Second-degree assault, and if you want to stay on top of this, Todd Tripp is scheduled to return to
court.
June 16th at 4 p.m.
Oh, is that? It feels like Father's Day.
So in about 3 weeks from now.
Is he still going to be able to be in the hot dog eating contest?
Yeah. I'm really nervous about it, yeah.
I'm just, how pissed do you have to be to just start swinging a weed whacker at somebody?
Obviously, did you say that this was in New York?
You spend too much time in your yard if you're fighting over that crap.
Yeah, that's why it's not about the people in New York. It's that property in New York. Most people are in like apartments and stuff that are like $5,000.
Yeah. This sounds like
I mean, that can't be a lot of land. So you want to, you know, protect what you have.
No, this seems pretty rural. But people bitch about their property lines all the time.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And you just happen to have, what am I going to do with that? Whoa, I got a weed whacker in my hand.
Right.
That's fair. I'll weed whack him in the face.
Yeah. Letting that anger take over.
Yeah.
I don't know if that counts as upstate New York. It's near Poughkeepsie and on the way up to Albany.
It's upstate. That's definitely upstate.
Yeah.
Well,
if it's outside of New York City, it's upstate.
Yeah.
Beautiful part of the Eagles player Nolan Smith was arrested for going 135 miles an hour.
Where?
Man.
On a highway?
I don't know if he's in Philly or not. I couldn't find the whole story here.
That's crazy. That's very fast.
And he also went to Georgia. Isn't Georgia the drunken driving capital of the football players?
They've had some incidents.
Yeah, they all drive drunken. And was Judge Reinhold.
Drunk?
Judge Reinhold is 69 years old today. Happy birthday to Judge.
Ooh.
Yeah. He's, how about I kick 100% of your ass? Remember that?
Oh, yeah, this dude from the Eagles was in Georgia when this happened.
Oh, back in Georgia? Okay.
Yeah.
135 and a 70 on the interstate.
Double.
What was he driving?
Wasn't that one of Rice's first offense?
He caused an accident and then walked away from it.
Because he was racing, right? Or driving really fast.
Todd, you've been through knee rehab. Rasheed Rice, the Chiefs player, he has to spend 30 days in jail starting this week. He's in jail now.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And he had a knee procedure done the week before, not knowing that he was going to be in jail. What kind of rehab could he do on his own with that knee in jail?
Nick is worried, man. Listen to that. You don't care about he's in jail. You care about he working his knee out.
He's earned it. He probably should have been.
Also, the phrase, he didn't know he was going to go to jail when he hit.
No one usually plans on going to jail.
His lawyer said you're going to get jail time for
he violated his probation because he tested dirty for THC.
Yeah.
And they said, you're going to jail.
So now he has to do his original. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail, suspended, and put on probation.
He did not expect to go to jail.
I see what you're saying. Yeah. So I thought you were talking about the initial arrest. And I'm like, yeah, man. Most people don't.
What can he do? That, like, just body weight exercises? You think he's going to...
Oh, my God.
I suppose.
Your cellmate can stretch him out, maybe.
That's not the knee.
Because he's a chief. Where's he in jail?
I think he's in Texas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That happened in the Dallas area.
Then they might not care about, you know, you're a chief. We'll take care of you.
Right.
Because you would really want a professional physical therapist, you know, to oversee that operation.
For sure.
But if you go into jail with an existing medical condition, you have doctor's orders to do some sort of rehab or take care of the injury.
Yeah.
Don't they have to accommodate that?
I don't know.
This prison PT is like my time to shine.
Yeah,
I've just been waiting.
How does physical therapy in jail work? I don't know. Because my entire physical therapy time was spent while I was out of jail.
Yeah. Well.
A lot easier.
If you just had open heart surgery and you end up in jail somehow, don't they have to kind of take care of that? They can't just throw you in the cell and go, good luck.
Yeah, probably in the prison infirmary or
he's
something.
He's not going to get the time and attention that he would, you know, if he were actually a training camp.
Oh, certainly not.
Yeah, or he'd be able to just be steeped in it, 100%. Well,
let's hope some cowboy fan takes out his knee anyway. What the
rehabbing
hell,
all day.
This guy's a disaster.
Yeah.
But he's supposed to be wide receiver number one.
Yeah.
It's very frustrating.
Was he pissed at that?
Was what?
Was he pissed because you guys drafted a wide receiver? Yeah.
No, they didn't until like the fourth or fifth round. This was a known issue going into the season, and you know he's had behavior
Chiefs
concerns.
Podcast. You ended up with your Uncrustables, Uncrustables at the Chiefs.
Done.
I'd listen.
Yeah, I mean if he were,
would you?
If he were smart, he would have thought that through. Oh, it's really tough to do physical therapy while I'm incarcerated.
Yeah, maybe don't smoke weed while you're on probation.
Yeah,
dumbass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a short-lived football team on The Simpsons called the Springfield Meltdowns.
Nice.
That's a great name, too. Rachel's with us. What are your socials, Rach?
Rachel Ware Comedy and Warehouse Comedy Theater.
And she's up near Gabriel this weekend. All right, going back.
Yankton.
Oh, well, it's
Gabriel. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.